WBQT. WBQT HD1 Boston. The new Hot 96.9.
A Beasley Media Group station.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Big surprises in store for tonight's VMAs. One of Harvey Weinstein's first accusers settles a lawsuit of her own. And we got a brand new box office winner. Coming up in The Juice, Drake throws shots at Kanye West in Chicago. And Wiggy has your sports.
Should Sox fans panic now?
But first, a Methuen man has died and another in critical condition after being rescued from the water yesterday off Seabrook Beach in New Hampshire. Seven swimmers were pulled from the water at Seabrook Beach, which did not have lifeguards at the time. Officials say riptides may have been a factor. Another unidentified Methuen woman is said to have life-threatening injuries. Asia Argento, one of Harvey Weinstein's first accusers and a prominent figure in the Me Too movement, reportedly paid off her own accuser, a then 17-year-old boy. Now, the victim, child actor Jimmy Bennett, once co-starred alongside Argento in a 2004 film, and he describes an alleged sexual battery incident between them in 2013. So, according to documents, Bennett says that he met Argento at a Ritz-Carlton back in 2013 in California, and that she proceeded to give him alcohol, kiss him, push him back onto a bed, performed oral sex on him, and then climbed on top of him to have intercourse. And after threatening a lawsuit, Argento settled out of court for a reported $380,000 over multiple installments. Argento's reps refused to comment on the settlement. The MTV VMAs air live tonight from New York City. The show has no host, but Cardi B, she leads the pack of nominees with 10. She's going to open the show, and everybody was all excited because this is like her first public appearance since the birth of her daughter, Culture, but she's not performing. She's they're saying she's going to be doing like some sort of skit or opening monologue, and it might not even be live. It might be some pre-recorded thing. So,
why is that, though?
Yeah, who knows? She's not performing. There's no reason why.
I mean, that makes no sense. Just perform.
No, I know. Well, maybe she doesn't want to. I mean, she still has only booked like a couple of festivals since the birth of her daughter. So maybe she doesn't want to. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want to do anything.
Hey, sir, 15 minutes is going to go quick if she don't get on it.
Performers.
She acts like she's Beyonce. You get on the stage and you go, this is PHV. This is Red Bottom. This is Black Shoes.
Ariana Grande is performing. Nicki Minaj, Travis Scott, Jennifer Lopez is getting the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. The slogan for the show, everything might happen. So they're promising a lot of surprises. The VMAs air live tonight on MTV at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's not a surprise when you're planning it. That kills the whole part of like a birthday party. You can plan that and make it a surprise, but you can't do the VMA. The reason it became a big, what's the word, cultural thing each year, I guess, was because the surprises happened organically.
Right.
Okay.
Now they're at the point where they're like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Melissa, you're going to go out there, and Wiggy, then
it's
you're going to go
same.
Out there and do. And it's like, that's it's a scripted surprise. It's like a reality show.
Right. Crazy Rich Asians topped the box office this weekend, taking in over $25 million. People still love sharks, as that horrible movie, The Meg, came in second, which, by the way, I keep hearing that it's not as bad as we kind of think it
is. I was actually going to go this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard people have been messaging me saying, Ramiro's wrong. The Meg's actually really good.
Listen, I haven't seen the movie, and it's the worst movie I've ever seen.
Right. That took in $21 million. And rounding out the rest of the top five, Mile 22, Mission Impossible, Fallout, and Alpha.
Oh, God. Let me tell you something. Okay, this one I did go see. Alpha, don't waste
Stop
your...
It!
I wanted to what? Go that bad? Bad to the... Wiggy? And I knew what I was getting myself into.
Right?
I knew. I did it for my daughter. She loves wolves. It's the story of this kid and a wolf, and the whole dialogue in the movie is a stupid kid talking to the wolf, but he's not even speaking English, so you have to read the subtitle. It is awful.
God, that's horrible.
Awful.
Wow.
So bad. I fell asleep, and then I woke up, and I was mad that I couldn't fall back asleep.
Okay, then. Well, in The Juice, thank God 2 Chainz got married this weekend, because it gave us a whole lot to talk about. He married his longtime girlfriend, Keisha Ward, in Miami, and boy, did Kanye West make an appearance with his wife, Kim, by his side. Wearing a neon dress, Kanye was sporting a Louis Vuitton blazer that showed off his shirtless chest, complete with a pair of Yeezy slides that were way too small. And let me tell you something. Anybody who saw this over the weekend, this became the topic of conversation. The fact that A, he was wearing slides to a wedding, and B, that the damn things were way too small. Like his heels were legit hanging off the back of the slides. It was hilarious.
That's
like
a
he
new
was
style.
Like he had no shoes and he's looking for shoes and he just had to grab like
someone
you know,
else's.
Like the kid's slides or something.
And Lil Wayne was also there. He had his green shoes on and balding hairline, let's just say. And the internet had a field day, which pissed off his daughter, Regine, who commented, Lil Wayne, don't give a damn what y'all got to say, so save the comments. Thanks. Nicki Minaj will not have the number one album this week, and she's pissed. Her fourth album, Queen, will come in at number two. It was beat out by Travis Scott with his album, Astroworld. And Nicki went off on Twitter saying the only reason Travis Scott was number one because he offered fans season passes that provide pre-sale access to his shows. And then she even went so far as to say Kylie Jenner and Stormy are the real reason why that he's number one because they gave him so much publicity. No. And
well, she should have done the same damn
right,
thing then.
That, like, that's marketing, right?
Listen, that's what I said.
Why is she so salty? Don't hate. Hey, you should have done something.
She threw Spotify in the mix too, saying they were punishing her for debuting her album on Beats One Radio. So they took the promotion off the table for the album too.
Stop whining.
And she's pretty much blaming everybody but herself. And Drake took his Aubrey and the Three Migos tour to Chicago Saturday and threw some shots at Kanye West in the process. Now, he was performing his track Know Yourself, and instead of the line, then Kanye dropped, it was polos and backpacks, he changed the lyric to, then Kanye flopped, it was polos and backpacks.
I had a drop set of drunk old jeans, I had a yellow techno marine, then Kanye flopped, it was polos and backpacks, man.
People were listening that deeply?
Yeah, apparently. We know Kanye's album moved over 200,000 copies its first week, and Scorpion over 700,000 copies its first week. Okay, here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, a former New England Patriot gets traded again. Quarterback Jacoby Brissett, he used to play with the Pats a few years ago. He was traded from Indianapolis to the Seattle Seahawks. So his career continues to be moving in many different paths. Melissa, this should be interesting to you. You were there. Simone Biles, I guess she dominated in the U.S. National Gymnastics in the individual all-around. Here in Boston.
I was there last night. I had literally right in the middle seats, right in like the third, fourth row. Let me tell you something, and I'm going to say this. We will not see another gymnast like Simone Biles in our generation.
Wow.
She is unbelievable. Miles ahead of anybody near her. She's going to win the Olympic all around again.
That is
in the next
Olympic
Games.
What's so
the next
interesting.
What is it? The next, 2 years?
Yeah.
2 years.
Please tell me more. Wiggy, go ahead.
Shut up, you ass.
All right. Well,
2020.
The Red Sox, they lost yesterday, taking 2 of 3 of the game against the Tampa Bay Rays in their series. They'll start a 4-game series versus the Cleveland Indians tonight, 7:10. You know, so Sox fans, are they a little concerned? They should be. Chris Sale's back on the DL, so.
I think that's a precautionary move.
Right.
They don't need him. They know they're going to get the division for the most part. They better to, like, shut him down, get him back for the playoffs.
But are you shut him down for the remainder of the year? What's the deal? So
at least for the next few weeks.
So we'll keep our eyes on that one. And that is your sports.
Early showers, then turning partly cloudy today. High is 75. It's currently 67 degrees. This report was made hot by New England Honda dealers.